أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين، خاتم النبيين، حبيب إله العالمين، سيدنا ومولانا بالقاسم محمد. وعلى اهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المظلومين المعصومين الميامين، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من يومنا هذا إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الحكيم في كتابه الكريم وقوله الحق، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ذلك بيني وبينك أيما الأجلين قضيت فلا عدوان علي والله على ما نقول وكيل، صدق الله العلي العظيم. دیر واز اے کنٹریکٹ بٹوین اگریمنٹ بٹوین حضرت شعیب اینڈ حضرت موسیٰ، دیٹ حضرت موسیٰ از گوئنگ ٹو میری دی ون آف دی ڈاٹر آف حضرت شعیب علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام، اینڈ ہی ہیز ٹو اسٹے ان دی ہاؤز آف حضرت شعیب علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام فار 8 years اور 10 years. This thing has been accepted by Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Dhalika bayni wa baynak ayyum al ajalain qadaytu fala udwana alayya. The choice is the choice of Hazrat Musa, whether he want to stay for 8 years or for 10 years. The witness in between these two great personalities the witness is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu ala ma naqulu Wakil, God will be witness in between us that we are going to complete that contract that has been accepted by both these sides, from Hazrat Musa and also from Hazrat Shoaib alayhi salatu wassalam. And today this verse is starting the 7th section of the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Falamma qada Musa wa sara bi ahlihi anasa min janibi naran قال لأهله امكثوا اني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بخبر او جزوة من النار لعلكم تصطلون. Another turning point in the life of Hazrat Musa is going to be happen when he finished the 8 years or 10 years. Quran has didn't mention how many years Hazrat Musa has stayed in the house of Hazrat Shoaib alayhi salatu wassalam. Basically the minimum was there 8 years. He stayed in the house of Hazrat Shoaib alayhi salatu wassalam when he complete the promise that he has made in front of Hazrat Shoaib alayhi salatu wassalam. Sara bi ahlihi, then he has a plan to move from Madayan to Egypt. The revolution of Hazrat Musa is going to be start from this journey of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. The Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam has completed his promise. He started moving towards Egypt. He didn't choose the way that is normally people are going on this way, but he has taken the another way that the soldiers of Fir'aun can't attack on Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. وَسَارَ بِأَهِلِهِ وَآنَسَ مِنْ جَانِبِ نَارًا. This is a beautiful verse of Quran. The word, though Hazrat Musa is now he has already married one of the daughter of Hazrat Shoaib alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah has not mentioned that Hazrat Musa is moving with having this journey with his wife. But is the word has been used here is sara bi ahlihi. There is a slight difference between wife and ahl. What is the meaning of zauja and ahl? Ahl means basically we are going to translate in English family. Hazrat Musa is moving from Madayan to Egypt with his family. That means by after marriage, maybe one or two children with with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Together they are going from Madain to Egypt. That's the meaning of Ahl that Allah has mentioned in this verse of Quran. قَالَ لِأَهْلِهُ أُمْكُثُ. At the night time they are traveling towards the Egypt. The darkness will be there and the weather is very cold. They didn't want to stay in the on the way. That's why Hazrat Musa has saw some a fire on the side of the mountain. He asked his family to stay apart from that mountain, and he is planning to go towards the mountain to get some fire from that mountain. This is the basically the story of Hazrat Musa starts as a prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ لِأَهْلِهُ أُمْكُثُ أَنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا. I am seeing some fire side of the mountain, that you have wait here, I will go and bring some fire for you. This fire will be لَعَلِّي آتِيكُم مِنَّا خَبَرٍ. And fire is there. The fire indicates that some people are there. I can get some news from there, which is the right direction towards Egypt. Because at the night time, darkness will be there. He didn't know the way that he's going. This way is going to be end to the Egypt or another city. بِخَبَرٍ. I can get some news from them. Which is the right direction towards the Egypt. Or جُزْوَةٌ مِنَ النَّارِ. Or a brand of fire. I can get something, brand of fire towards, bring from there. So that we can warm ourselves, or you warm yourself. Because at the time, the weather was cold according to the verse of Quran. تَسْتَلُونَ. They can warm themselves by this fire. This is the verse of Quran that has been explaining the seventh section of the story of Hazrat Musa. Hazrat Musa left Madain towards Egypt. Two things that we have to understand in this verse of Quran. One is, when we made some promise, we have to fulfill that promise, complete that promise. What Hazrat Musa has made the promise in front of Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam. Yeah, he is trying to stay for 8 years or 10 years. Falamma, what Quran is saying, Falamma qada Musa, that Hazrat Musa completed his promise that he has made to Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam. That means he has paid the mahar before leaving the house of Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam. That is the main message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to those who are promising some sort of mahar when they are going to marry. Most of the time they will ask to write the more mahar, $10,000, $20,000. Oh, who will going to pay? In their mind, this something is there. Who is going to pay the mahar? We'll ask from our wife. She will be forgive me that $20,000 is there. I can't pay that mahar. But Hazrat Musa is explained to them, no, if you made a promise, the intention should be there. You have to complete your promise. That promise that Hazrat Musa has completed in the house of Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salatu. So this is one thing, that if we are making one promise, we have to complete that promise. The other things, if you can't able to fulfill the promise or complete the promise, we didn't want to have the promise. Hazrat Musa moving towards the mountain to get the fire, he didn't know about there are people are there to get a good news or a brand of fire. He didn't know. That's why he is not promising her wife. Om Kusu, sir, listen to this verse of Quran. Om Kusu inni anastu naran la'alli. This is the meaning of la'alla and la'alli. If I get any news, I will bring. That means Hazrat Musa, there he can complete the promise. He has made the promise. He completed the promise. When he didn't know about that he going to be complete that promise or not, he is not making the promise. If I get any news, I will bring that news. If you get any brand of fire, I will bring that brand of fire that you can warm by yourself. Two things are mentioned in one verse of Quran. If you able to complete or fulfill the promise, you have to make the promise and complete it. If you can't, don't make a promise to even to your family or your children. That's the message of Quran in this verse of Quran. Please recite Salawat wa Muhammad wa Ala. Then Hazrat Musa went towards the mountain. Next verse, please. Falamma ataha nudiya min shat'il wadil ayman. Shati or shati. Here he has written shati, that is word. Basically the word is shati. Falamma ataha nudiya min shati'il wadil ayman fil buq'atil mubaraka min shajara an ya Musa anni anallah Rabbul Alameen. This is the good news that Hazrat Musa is getting on the mountain of Tur. The mountain of Tur that has mentioned, here the name of the Tur has been mentioned, but in other chapter, the name of the mountain has mentioned the mountain of Tur. When he reached to that mountain to get some fire that he was watching from far, when he was far from the mountain, he was seeing some fire were there. When he went towards the mountain, When he went towards the fire to get some fire from there, he has listened a voice is coming from the tree. The fire was very, normally the fire is, the heat will be there. The burning will be there in the fire. What is the meaning of the fire? It should be burned to hand of the people or the trees or mountain. The fire will start burning. But this fire is there on the mountain without any ability of burning. This fire is full of light. This fire is cold. Hazrat Musa went towards the fire. The fire is also coming towards Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. At that time, a voice Hazrat Musa listened from the tree that, "Oh Musa, don't worry. Inni anallah, I am your Lord. I am Allah, the sustainer of, the trainer of all worlds. That is the meaning of this verse of Quran. Don't worry, I am your Lord, the Lord of the world. I am talking to you. Here two things that we have to, our scholar has mentioned here. The one thing is the power and the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is Kaleem too. Allah can talk with the people through the source, through the tools, whether from the tree or from the mountain or from through by angel. Allah is trying to talk with the prophets and messenger with various types. One is called wahi, another is ilham, and another one is through angels, and another one is through dreams. That a prophet can see a dream, he can follow his dream. The prophet can receive the angel will talk with the prophet or messenger. Prophet or messenger, he can convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to our prophet and messenger. Here Allah is talking with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam through a tree. That is known as the blessed spot on the mountain of the Tur. The Shajara is known as, the Shajar means tree. The Shajar is known as Shajaratul Mubaraka, because Allah is using this tree to convey his message to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu. It is the miracle that Hazrat Musa, first time he saw on that mountain of Tur, getting the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of getting the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indirectly, that indication is that Hazrat Musa is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Behind this voice, some message is there. What is that message? Oh Musa, now you have reached to a position, now you are eligible to listen to the voice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How pure is Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? How he trained himself in the house of Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam to reach to certain position that he is able to listen to the voice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To listen the voice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, certain qualities should be there. The first quality that Quran has mentioned, he is qawi. Bodily and mentally, he was strong. He is trustworthy. He is Ameen. When he reaches to certain position, Allah will choose him as a messenger and convey his message to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. I can show this one to you. Please move forward, that people are good. Those are coming late, they can join us too. But Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad salawat. The spot is very blessed, and the tree also full of baraka, mubaraka. Here our scholars had a small discussion between them that some places and some time is blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the people. Some places are there, though places and time is not important in our life. Every place is the place of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every time is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But still some places are there that Allah has blessed by His blessings, and the certain time is there that Allah has blessed that those times. In those times and blessings, we have to use those opportunity to, when we reach to that place or when we have the time in our life, we have to make full use of those time. Like places are there, like the place of Makkah and Medina and Karbala, Najaf. These places are blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we reach to those places, we have to make full use of those places. The worship will be valuable. The reward will be more and more from the other place compared to the other places, because Allah has blessed those places and people can reach to those places. Same thing, times also there in the eye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Shab-e Qadr, the night of Qadr. Then what is the night of Qadr? Night of degree. That Allah has fixed one time that people can sit at that time. They ask something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They can make full use of that time, that Allah will increase the reward to at that time. Certain times are there. Certain places are blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't reject those things. What places can make any difference in our worships or difference in our supplication? Yeah, certain places are there that makes difference in our supplication and worships too. That Allah has mentioned, bil wadil aymane fil buqatil mubaraka. Lands are equal in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Certain places are there. Those places are known as the Mubarak. The Mubarak places are there. The blessed places are there. When you reach those places, inshallah, Allah will accept our supplications and worships too. And Ya Musa, Anni Anallah, Rabbul Alameen. Here, the beauty of the love and the affection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is there, that Allah is calling Musa by his name. Most of the times we are using titles or status to call a person or a people. We call Dr. Sahib, Engineer Sahib, Maulana Sahib. Certain times, if closeness is there, there is no use of titles and status. But the name is using Allah means that Allah is loving this personality by name, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Musa is the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he called by name to others, but when we are friends of him, when he is higher than us, his status is higher than us, then we'll use the title or status. But when we are friend with each other, that we are not using the status or title. We are using the name, that Allah has used the name of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Musa. In this word, Ya Musa, love of Allah is there and the affection of Allah is there towards Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. There's a great personality that Allah is calling Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to convey his message through a tree at the mountain of Tur. Please recite Salawat on Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Oh, Hazrat Musa, understand that, something is going on. The message is there. What is the message? The responsibility is coming on his shoulders. That message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is becoming prophet and the messenger. That message itself indicates that Hazrat Musa understand that something is there, that I have to listen those things. We have to listen to voice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He moved forward. He started talking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, Hazrat Musa has become the Kalimullah. First time on the mountain of Tur. Kalimullah, those who are continuously having conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kalim is known as that sifat. In that sifat, the continuation should be there. Of Kalimullah, Hazrat Musa is continuously having the conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is also waiting for him to come on the mountain of Tur and start having conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given the opportunity to Hazrat Musa to talk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next verse, please. Next slide. Allah has started talking with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The first thing that Allah has asked Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, if you are a messenger, if you are a prophet, the proof should be there in your hand. Here the conversation and the talking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Hazrat Musa will come forward. If you are a messenger, if you are a prophet, that proof and miracle should be there in your hand. Prophets are messengers. We are coming to know who is prophet, who is messenger at that time. That miracle should be there in their hand. So by its miracle, we have come to understand that he is a messenger or he is a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First thing that Allah has given to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, wa an alqi asaak. We have discussed about that asa that Hazrat Shuayb has given to Hazrat Musa as a gift. That asa was in the hand of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah then asked Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, wa an alqi asaak, throw down your staff, your stick that you are having in your hand. وَرْلَمْ فَلَمَّا رَآهَا تَحْتَزُّ كَأَنَّهَا جَان. جَان, we know that جَان is the word comes from جِن. جَان and جِن both are in same meaning. جِن, the unseen things is known as جِن. Because one of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, along with the insan, جِن also there. جِن, those who are the creation of Allah, we can't see by our eyes. The unseen creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, unseen things, those we can't see by our eyes, is known as jinn. Because jinn are the creation of Allah, we can't see by our eyes. That's why they are known as jinn. Jinn means they are hidden creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, jinn is also in known as, one of the commentators has explained that jinn, one of the meaning of the small snakes are there. Those who are moving on the grass, we can't see those snake because their color also like the color of the grass. That's why we can't see those snakes, those who are moving on the grass or some fields or grounds. That's why those snakes are known as jinn. Here the two meanings of two words has been used for that snake. One is jinn in this verse of Quran, and in other verses of Quran Allah has used su'banu mubin. Not only it is a jinn, it is a serpent. Not only a small snake that it is not visible to everyone. No, it is a big snake. It is more known as serpent. When he threw the stick, that the stick converted into a serpent. That stick converted into the big snake. That is the first miracle of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. No need of anything to send from the sky as a miracle. No need to any big thing to make that those thing as a miracle for Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. That's a stick that Hazrat Musa is holding in his hand. Allah has made that stick as a miracle. That means Allah can use the small things and make them a miracle for a prophet as a proof that Allah has that power. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in. He can talk from a tree with a prophet, and he can convert that stick into a miracle of one prophet and one messenger. When Hazrat Musa saw that stick, he is moving like a snake on the grass in front of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. First time that Hazrat Musa saw this one, the fear come in his heart. Some sort of fear is built. Whenever see the snake, the stick is converted into a snake. Walla mudbiran. Falam yu'aqib. Hazrat Musa turned his face towards back of the snake, and then he didn't want to see that snake at that time on the mountain of the Tur. The first time the scene was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without looking back, Musa has come forward. Then he is Allah again started talking with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. O Musa, aqbil. Here, beautiful verses of Quran. Where are you going? Turn your face towards that snake. Don't worry. Ya Musa aqbil. Wala takhaf. Wala takhaf. The same word that Allah has been used for the mother of Hazrat Musa. Wala takhafi. Wala tahzani. The same word has been used for Hazrat Musa too. When Allah is with you, that message of Allah is with you. You are in front of Allah. Allah is having conversation with you. Why fear is there? Wala takhaf. Allah has asked you to throw your stick on the ground. That stick is converting into the snake. Why you are having the fear in your heart? Wala takhaf innaka minal aminin. This is the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What message that has Allah has given to mother of Musa? Don't worry. Inna ja'iluhu minal mursalin. We will make him a prophet and messenger. Now Allah has given the message to Hazrat Musa, don't worry, you are in safe hand. We are with you. Aminin. Now you are in safe. You are in security. Because Allah is with you. This stick converted into a snake. Don't worry. Pick up the stick. The snake will be converted into a stick. That is stuff that is having in your hand. This is the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah started conversation with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. This is the first miracle of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam that he is going to use in front of Fir'aun and his soldiers. This is the first miracle of Musa. That stick is converting into the snake. Please recite Salawat bar Muhammad. Next slide, please. Of this first, only one miracle is not enough. We know that when we come to propagate or come towards the guidance to guide the people towards the right path and propagate the true message of Islam, when you come to Amr bi Maruf or Nahi az Munkar, hope to enjoy good and forbid evils, at the time we need two things. Number one, that there should be some sort of tanzeer. Fear should be there. And other one, tafsir. A good glad tidings should be there. Two things we need to invite people towards the right path. If we are trying to invite people towards the right path, we need two things. So the one thing is the sign of horror, a sign of fear. And other one is the sign of light and peace. Two things we needed. Hazrat Musa is going to ask Fir'aun and the followers of the Fir'aun, ask them to come towards the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He need two things. The number one, the thing that create fear in the heart of the enemies. The fear should be there. What thing that he can create fear in the hearts of the enemies? That stick, that the staff is converting into the snake. A serpent, that brings the fear in the heart of enemies. The first miracle of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, that is not enough. Maybe some of the people didn't come forward by fear. We had to ask them to move forward by glad tidings, by tafsir, by good news, by hope. That hope should be there. What is the hope? This is the second miracle of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that Allah has mentioned in Quran. Wasluk yadaka fi jaybik, insert your hand into your bosom. That hand becomes full of light, like sun is in the middle of the hand of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. That means that snake is the sign of fear, and that light and the hand, the shining hand, is the sign of hope. Don't worry, don't run away from me. Not only I am having a sign of horror, but also I am having the sign of light. Min ghayr su'in, there is no evil in that. Wazmum ilayka janahaka minar rohab, don't worry, if you keep your hands on your shoulders, on your chest, you will also feel some sort of peace in your life. The fear will be not there. Fadani kaha burhanani min rabbik. Burhan, these two are the miracles are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take these two miracles and move forward. Now your responsibility is that you have to go towards the Fir'aun and the followers of the Fir'aun. You have to stand now, not with empty hands. When you are in the Egypt, you want to start your revolution, nothing was there in your hand. You are alone. Though you are a believer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you was a believer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are young, you can stand, you can fight with the Fir'aun, but at that time, you didn't have anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was no any miracles in your hand, because the tyrant Fir'aun is so powerful, and his soldiers, they were killed you. At this time, you are moving towards Fir'aun and the followers of the Fir'aun, with two great miracles. The one is your staff or a stick converting into the snake or serpent, and other one is your hand is shining like a sun. This is two miracles. With these two miracles, you can move towards the court of Fir'aun. You can stand against Fir'aun and the followers of Fir'aun. May Rabbeka ila Fir'auna wa mala'ihi, and the chiefs of the Fir'aun, you can stand in front of them. Innahum kanu qawman fasiqeen. Indeed, they are very zalim people. Fasiqeen, there is a slight difference between gunahgar and fasiq. You know what is the difference between fasiq and gunahgar, muznib and fasiq? Anyone can from my brothers and sisters? What is the meaning of gunahgar and fasiq? Yeah, one is difference is there, very good. Fasiq means, gunahgar means that sometimes people are making mistakes in their life, sins are there in their life. But they are, after doing the sin, they will ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are aware of those sins, what they are doing. They are aware of their mistakes. But fasiq is not aware of his mistake. Fasiq means continuously he is repeating the same sin that what he has done. The repeater of the sin is known as fasiq. Sometimes the meaning of fasiq is that a gunahgar or a muznib, he will hide his sins and mistakes. Just listen to this difference between muslim and gunahgar, fasiq. Sometimes a gunahgar will hide his mistakes. Oh, something has happened in his life. Sins are there, mistakes are there. He will try to hide those mistakes. But fasiq means, you know what? Who is the fasiq? Fasiq, first he will do the mistake and sin, and he'll come in front of the members of the community. He will announce his mistake. You know what I have done today? For what I have done today, Allah says he's fasiq. His fasiq, standing on his mistakes and announcing the sins that he has done in his life. I have done this, I have done that. Those who are announcing their sins and mistakes, they are known as fasiq. Why Fir'aun is called as fasiq? Not only he is doing the mistakes in his life, but he is stand and firm on his own sins and mistakes without asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continuously he is killing the Israelites, the children of the Israelites, and also his stand, he is announcing that I am the tyrant. Ana rabbukumul ala, I am the zalim. When people start saying, I am zalim or we are zalim, they are known as fasiq. The ghibat of fasiq is jayaz, you know that. The backbiting of a fasiq, those who are not caring by themselves, why the believers can take care of themselves? They are coming and saying about what mistakes we have done, they are proud of themselves what they have done in their life. How can the others will not have any responsibility to save them? The backbiting of those people is jayaz according to the verdicts of our ulama. Sorry for that. Ila fir'auna wa mala'ihi innahum kanu qawman fasiqeen. Allah has given the responsibility with miracles, the full of all the two hands of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, in one hand and that is a stick, and on the other hand, the light of hope. Hazrat Musa is asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to move forward towards the court of Fir'aun and convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, for a muballigh, those who are trying to guide the people towards the right path or the message of Ahl Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, they should have these two qualities. The one is the quality of love and affection. The other quality, as it was, they had to have some stand against them, some stickiness should be there in their life. That is known as mahar and qahar. In Urdu, in Persian, we use these two words, mahar and qahar. Law should be there and some sort of stickiness should be there. This one hand we have to show from by our one hand, we are loving you, and the other hand, no, loving we means not, don't cross the limit. If you cross the limit, the love will be end. That's why the two attributes of Allah is mentioned in this verse of Quran. One is Jalal-e-Khuda, the another one is Jamal-e-Khuda. Two things with that. Jalal, that means that Allah can take the revenge. Allah can send His punishment. Allah can send His wrath. Be careful. Jamal-e-Khuda means Allah loves more than anyone else to us in this world. Allah loves us more than anyone else, that Allah will, when He starts sending punishment, Allah can send the punishment. These two attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as mentioned in this verse of Quran, back the scene of this verse of Quran. We need to have both the side. in one hand is steak and another hand chocolate. We need to have both the things. So that means Jamal-e-Khuda and Jalal-e-Khuda. But listen to this sentence that our scholars has taken from this verse of Quran. But the Jamal should be first. The Jalal should be second. First love or first punishment. Which is the first? Love should be the first. If the problems is solved by the love, don't move towards the punishment. If you use starting beating our children or asking, giving punishment to them, then the number of love will can't come forward. The love is the first, the punishment is the second. Ya man rahmatuhu sabaqat ghazaba. When you said the supplications of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Hindu Gautam Fatihul Jinnah or Sahifah Sajjadiyah, Ya man rahmatuhu sabaqat ghazaba. When we compare the ghazab and the punishment of Allah and the mercy of Allah, the mercy of Allah is first and the punishment of Allah is the second. You say, Farishte kehte hain, Parwardigar, ye banda hai, is bande ne gunah kiya, isko saza de do. Likh de iske amalname mein se gunahgar hai. Allah kehta farishton se, ruk jao, shayad ye maghribain ki namaz ke baad tauba kar lega. First is the mercy of Allah, then the punishment of Allah. When he didn't have the repentance in his life after namaz e isha, again the angels will ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can we write his sin on his amal nama? Again Allah will reply to them, wait till the night of the Friday night. Maybe he will recite the dua kumail, he will ask something from Allah, ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will forgive him. This time is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still the man is not asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he is asking for punishment. Now is Allah giving the punishment. Two things. Allah is not sending the punishment or azab, but the man itself asking that punishment. He is waiting for that punishment. That's why that when Allah, we have to have the hope of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our life. This is another verse of Quran. I have taken much time for you. Please recite Salawat for Muhammad wa Alim. Oh, here, next verse, please, slide, please. Here, Hazrat Musa started talking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Musa always, everything asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this is best opportunity. When a personality, when a great personality is given a chance to us to talk with him, in this life, we are started talking, saying a lot of things. Hazrat Musa got this opportunity on the mountain of the Tur that Allah has started talking with him, that Hazrat Musa is also started asking more and more things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, I am the responsible person. I am moving towards the court of Pharaoh. I had to stand against them. He is a tyrant ruler. It is not an easy job. I had to have some sort of facilities. You have given me two things. One is that the stick is converting into the serpent. The other one is handful of light. No, some problems are there, oh Allah. You have to help me. What is those problems? The first problem is there. The Pharaoh and the followers of Pharaoh are waiting to take revenge from me that I already killed one Coptic man before coming to the Madian. You know, you remember that story? That Hazrat Musa killed one of the Coptic men. That they are waiting for the revenge. What can I do? Is there any assurance that I can go there? They are not ready to kill me. You have to give me the assurance. But the answer is not there. That means that Allah has accepted. Don't worry. They are not able to take revenge from me. We are with you. That's why that verse of Quran has mentioned. Aminin. Aminin means you are now. From now you are safe. You are in the secure hands. Those don't worry, you move forward. But Hazrat Musa remind in front of Allah, he has mentioned that one qisas, one revenge is there on they are waiting to kill me too against that what I have killed one of the Coptic men in Misr. The second, next slide, please. I have to continue. This slide is better. Oh, here Hazrat Musa started talking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting all the facilities from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, miracles, and also, oh Allah, I am having one brother by name Harun. Harun or Harun is the elder brother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He is a sincere man. He was a sincere man with full of belief and faith on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, Hazrat Musa remembered that we had to mention the name of Harun too. He has helped me a lot on this way, and I need his help when I enter into the Egypt. Of help cannot get without a price. I had to pay some price. What is the price? I asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send Harun also with me. وَحَقِي هَارُونَ وَأَفْصَهُ مِنِّي لِسَانًا. This is a beautiful verse of Quran. Harun having some attributes in his life. He is having some beauty in his life. What is the beauty of the Harun? He can speak fluently with fasahat and balagat in front of Fir'aun. He is having the speaking power. I am having the two miracles in my hand, but Harun is having the speaking power. He can start speaking in front of Fir'aun. No one can stop him. He used the beautiful words when he starts speaking. Oh Allah, please send Harun with me that I can show the miracles, that Harun can start conveying the message of Allah in front of Fir'aun. What is the message behind this? Whether Hazrat Musa can't able to speak in front of Fir'aun? Yes. Hazrat Musa, he is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the messengers are good speakers. All the messengers are good speakers. Why Hazrat Musa is asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send Harun too with him? What is the message behind that? The message is that if in the community some personalities are there, they are having some special qualities, we have to make use of those qualities. That means we have to give the value to the virtues and attributes that people are having in our community. If we need, we have to take help from them. This is a message that Allah has given. Don't ask them, don't ignore them in the communities. Don't ignore them. If someone is, a young youth is there who can operate, who can help us in the social activities, in the web designing, we have to take help from them. Oh my, I am the great personality of this center, this community. I am the oldest personality of this community. How can I take help from him? That means that Musa is asking, no, I am getting help from Harun because Harun is having some special qualities in his life that he can speak in front of Fir'aun and the followers of the Fir'aun. I am getting help from Harun. He is giving the message to all the believers and all those who are reciting Quran. You have to give the value to the virtues and attributes in your life and in your society too. This is the first message that Hazrat Musa is giving to all the believers or those who are reciting Quran. The second message that Hazrat Musa is giving to all the believers is that on the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you can able to take one person with you, if you can able to increase your strength, first increase your strength, then move forward. If someone is there who is going to help you to convey the message, get help from them. Get help from them. If 1 + 1 has become the 2, they can stand easily in front of the tyrant people. If your family, those who are trying to convey the message, if other family is there, those who are ready to help you in this regard, get help from them. Because this way is not an easy way. This task is not an easy task. Because they are trying to stand against the tyrant of the time, Fir'aun. It is not an easy task. If you are getting help, get the help from Harun too. This is again message of Hazrat Musa to all the believers. وَأَخِي هَارُونَ وَأَفْصَحُ مِنِّي لِسَانًا فَأَرْسِلْهُ مَعِيَ رِدْآنْ يُصَدِّقُنِي إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَنْ يُكَذِّبُونَ. Again, the Hazrat Musa has mentioned why Hazrat Harun he needed. Because maybe they will reject Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in the court. Maybe they will stop Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. If one person is there who can support Hazrat Musa, it is better. That's why ہم لوگ یہی کہتے ہیں نا بھی حضرت ابو طالب کا جو مقام ہے وہ یہ کہ پیغمبر اسلام کے مشن کو آگے بڑھانے کے لیے اگر ایک ساتھی بھی مل جائے اس مشن کو طاقت مل جاتی ہے. اس وقت حضرت ابو طالب اور حضرت خدیجہ نے پیغمبر کا ساتھ دیا جب کوئی ساتھ دینے کے لیے تیار ہی نہیں تھا. تو ایک ساتھ خصوصی طور پر رشتہ دار حضرت موسیٰ نے کیا کہا؟ میرا بھائی ہارون آخی ہے، بھائی اگر رشتے دار کسی مولوی کا ساتھ رشتے دار نہ دے، مولوی کیا کرے گا؟ اس کا بھائی ساتھ نہ دے، اس کا رشتے دار ساتھ نہ دے، اس کے گھر والی ساتھ نہ دے، کیا کرے گا مولوی؟ کچھ بھی نہیں کر سکتا. خصوصی طور پر رشتے دار ساتھ ہو، رشتے داروں کا ساتھ ہو تو اچھے بہتر. یہ بہت ہی طاقت مل جاتی ہے، بہت ہی طاقت مل جاتی ہے کہ راہ حق میں آگے بڑھنے کے لیے. اس لیے کہ امر معروف اور نہی عن منکر وہ مرحلہ ہے، ظالموں کے خلاف کھڑا ہونا وہ مرحلہ ہے جہاں پر انسان کو حمایت کی ضرورت ہوتی ہے، ایک سپورٹ کی ضرورت ہوتی ہے. گھر والے سے سپورٹ ہو، بھائیوں سے سپورٹ ہو، بچوں سے سپورٹ ہو. جب سپورٹ نہیں ہوتا تو انسان ٹوٹ جاتا ہے. یہاں پر جس طرح حضرت موسیٰ نے کہا پروردگار ہارون کو جو میرا بھائی ہے میرے ساتھ بھیج دے، یہی جملہ، یہی حدیث، اسی کے انداز میں پیغمبر اسلام نے فرمایا، اے علی تمہارا اور میرا رشتہ ویسا ہی ہے جیسا موسیٰ اور ہارون کا تھا. جس طرح حضرت ہارون نے فرعون کے خلاف قیام کرنے کے لیے حضرت موسیٰ کی مدد کی، اسی طرح اے علی ظالمین کے خلاف قیام کرنے کے لیے تم میری مدد کرو. وہی رشتہ بتایا، انت بمنزلتی ہارون بن موسیٰ. صرف اتنا فرق ہے کہ میرے ہارون نبی تھے، حضرت موسیٰ کے بعد وہ نبی بنے، لیکن مولا کائنات، کیونکہ نبی نبوت ختم ہو گئی تھی، رسول کے بعد مولا کائنات نبی نہیں، پھر امامت کا سلسلہ شروع. لیکن ایک بھائی ضروری ہے، اور یہ بھائی بہت کام آیا پیغمبر اسلام کے ہر مقام پر. یہاں ہارون کام آئے جب پیغمبر حضرت موسیٰ توہ طور پر گئے، غیبت میں گئے، 40 دن کے بعد آئے، ہارون نے قوم کو بچائے رکھا. جس طرح ہارون نے مدد کی، اسی طرح مولا کائنات نے مدد کی. مجھے بتائیے، اگر شب ہجرت مولا کائنات بستر رسول پر نہ سوتے تو اسلام کا کیا حال ہوتا؟ ہم سوچتے ہیں کچھ چھوٹی چھوٹی چیزیں ہیں، اگر ہم اس انداز میں دیکھیں کہ وہ موقع نہ ہوتا جو اسلام کا، ہجرت اسلام کا ایک ٹرننگ پوائنٹ ہے، وہاں پر بھائی اگر بھائی کا ساتھ نہ دیتا تو اسلام کا مقام کہاں پہنچتا، اسلام کی حالت کیا ہوتی، کہاں کہاں مولا کائنات نے پیغمبر اسلام کا ساتھ دیا. جنگ بدر، جنگ احد، جنگ خیبر، جنگ خندق، شب ہجرت، ہر وہ مقام جہاں پر پیغمبر اسلام کو ضرورت پڑی امداد کی، تعاون کی، نصرت کی، مولا کائنات نے آگے بڑھ کر کہا، یا رسول اللہ میں آپ کا ناصر، میں آپ کا مددگار. جو مددگار زندگی میں مددگار ہوتا ہے، در حقیقت موت کے بعد وہی انسان کرسی پہ بیٹھ کر دین کا مددگار ہوتا ہے. جو حیات میں مدد نہ کرے تو موت کے بعد تو کلمہ پڑھنے والے، فاتحہ پڑھنے والے ہزاروں مل جائیں گے. موت کے بعد کتنے لوگ فاتحہ پڑھنے والے ہو جاتے ہیں، نام لو تو سب شروع ہو جاتے ہیں بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. جو زندگی میں ایک سلام کرنے کے لیے تیار نہیں تھے، وہ موت کے بعد فاتحہ پڑھنے کے لیے تیار، اس کو معلوم ہے مر گیا. موت کے بعد تو ہزاروں مل جاتے ہیں مدد کرنے والے، لیکن زندگی میں، مصیبت میں، سختیوں میں جو کام آئے وہ ناصر ہے، اور وہی مقام لے گا جو زندگی میں مددگار ہو، وہی حقیقی معنی میں دوست ہوتا ہے. جس طرح سے ہارون نے موسیٰ کی مدد کی، اسی طرح سے علی نے آخری نبی کی مدد کی، اور اسی طرح سے ابو الفضل العباس نے امام حسین کی مدد کی. یہ بھائی ہیں جو بھائی کے کام آ گئے، دین میں رشتہ داریوں کو مضبوط کر دیا، دین میں روابط کو مضبوط کر دیا، دین میں خون کے رشتوں کو مضبوط کر دیا، دین میں دودھ کے رشتوں کو مضبوط کر دیا، ایمانی رشتوں کو اتنا مضبوط کیا کہ دنیا سمجھ نہ سکی ان میں حقیقی بھائی کون ہے، سوتیلا بھائی کون ہے، دودھ کا بھائی کون ہے، رضائی بھائی. دنیا ہی اختلاف کرتی ہے، لیکن اہل بیت کے گھر میں ہم نے کبھی یہ منظر دیکھا ہی نہیں ہے، رضائی بھائی کون ہے، خون کا بھائی. اس لیے کہ رشتوں کو انہوں نے اتنی عظمت دے دی کہ رشتے داری خود ان کو سلام کرتی ہے. ہمیں افتخار ہے کہ ہم ان اہل بیت کے چاہنے والے ہیں. پروردگار ان عظیم ہستیوں کے طفیل میں ہمارے اس قلیل عمل کو قبول کر لے. جہاں کہیں بھی شیعہ حیدر کرار ہیں، ان کے جان، مال، عزت و آبرو کی حفاظت فرما. پروردگار اس سال اور ہر سال ہمیں حج و زیارت سے مشرف فرما، خصوصاً کربلا کی زیارت نصیب فرما، شیعان عراق کی نصرت فرما، ظالمین کو نیست و نابود کر دے. پروردگار امام زمانہ کے ظہور میں تعجیل فرما، ہمیں ان کے آوان و انصار میں شمار فرما. واخر دعوانا ان الحمد للہ رب العالمین.
اللہم صلی علی محمد وعلی محمد وعلی محمد. مومنین ریکویسٹ فار سورہ فاتحہ فار اون علی سن آف منور علی who died in a car accident today. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. A couple of announcements for the upcoming programs. Tonight we have the cricket, basketball and the soccer tournament, and lock-in at 11 p.m. for the youth and kids. I see that some of the kids are already wearing their soccer jersey. Tuesday, July 8th, we will commemorate the wafat of Bibi Khadija Salamullah Alayh. Program will start at 7:30 p.m. with recitation of Holy Quran, followed by a speech, Majlis by Maulana. At 9:30, we will have Salat al-Maghrib. And 9:15, we will have Iftar, followed by Salat al-Isha and Dua Iftada. On Friday, July 25th, Moment Center will hold the annual Ramadan Bismillah and First Rosa Ceremony. If you want your child to take part, please contact Sister Samina Mazrali or Sister Naseem Razvi. Registration forms have already been emailed.